بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, it proceeds then that this night, the night of Thursday, the 29th of Jamad al-Akhirah, corresponding to the night of the 4th of August 2005, we'll continue in this night the explanation of Al-Wasiyya al-Sughra, the concise admonition by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and this class will be class number 21. The Shaykh rahimahullah in the previous class mentioned the merits of Salatul Istikhara, and he continues to say regarding Salatul Istikhara that the person should make abundant should make this abundant as well as of dua, because this is the key for all good. Make abundant Salat al-Istikhara, the Salah in which the believer seeks guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if things are not clear to him. And then he, rahimahullah, admonished that the believer should also make abundant dua, invocation of Allah azza wa jal, because Allah commanded this. كما في قوله تعالى, as he, the Most High, says in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 60, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord said, invoke me and ask me for anything, I will respond to your invocation. وقال عز وجل في سورة الأعراف in chapter 7 verse 55, ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا, invoke your Lord with humility and in secret. وقال الله تعالى in the same surah, سورة الأعراف chapter 7 verse 180, ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها, and to Allah belongs the most beautiful names, so call on him by them. In fact, making abundant dua and insisting concerning it, repeating it, asking and asking, is something desired, as we know from the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, no Muslim invokes Allah an invocation which doesn't involve a sin or severing of ties, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him one of three things: either he will hasten the response for him, answers his call promptly, or he will save it for him for the hereafter, or he will ward off an evil like it. He will ward off an evil to befall him, and this evil is like what he had asked for. So the companion said, إِذَا نُكْثِرْ, shall we make more? Shall we make more? He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Allahu akthar, Allah is much more. This hadith, Al-Imam al-Bukhari reported it in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, and Al-Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said the dua is the key for all good. because it comprises Tawheed, and Tawheed is the origin of all good, and because it is turning to Allah Azza wa Jal, in whose hands is the dominion of everything, and it's also because the merits and the blessings of dua are innumerable, for dua is ibadah, is worship. Dua is most honored by Allah Azza wa Jal. Dua is beloved to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is a cause for the openness of the chest, and it is a cause to ward off the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. And dua is a proof for true dependence upon Allah, and it is a proof on one's faith and belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, in His Lordship, in His divinity, and in His names and attributes. Dua is honor for the person and liberation from slavery to creation. Dua is a reason to repel calamity before it falls, and to lift it after it falls. The fruit of dua is guaranteed bi-ithnillah, by Allah's leave. Dua is the resort of those oppressed. Then Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah continued, وَلَا يُعَجِّلْ, and he, the invoker, should not hasten and say, قَدْ دَعَوْتُ, I invoked Allah, فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي, but there was no response to my invocation. So this is from the etiquettes of dua, and one of the causes for it, for it being answered. And this means one should not rush and say, قَدْ دَعَوْتُ, I invoked Allah, but there was no answer. This is really a reflection to the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, where he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no believer who directs himself or directs his face to Allah Azza wa Jal, asking his request, except that Allah will give him that. Either He will give it for him in this life, or He will save it for him in the hereafter, as long as he doesn't hasten for the response. So the companions asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام thereafter, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, وَمَا عَجَلَتُهُ, how does he hasten? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, يَقُولُ دَعَوْتُ وَدَعَوْتُ وَلَا أَرَاهُ يُسْتَجَابُ لِي. He says, I invoked, but I see not that there is a response to my invocation. So this is a matter which the believer should avoid. And then Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah added, وَلْيَتَحَرَّ الْأَوْقَاتَ الْفَاضِلَةِ, and let him check for and seek the meritorious times for dua, كَآخِرِ اللَّيْلِ, like the last part or the latter part of the night, وَأَدْبَارَ الصَّلَوَاتِ, and at the end of the prayers, and at the time of Adhan, and at the time of rainfall, and the like. So here he says, كَآخِرِ اللَّيْلِ, like the dua in the latter part of the night. This is because of the hadith. This is based upon the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر، يقول: من يدعوني فأستجيب له، من يسألني فأعطيه، من يستغفرني فأغفر له. الله سبحانه وتعالى descends to the lower heaven in the latter part or the latter third of the night, saying, who's there to invoke me and I will answer his invocation? Who's there to ask me and I will give him? Who's there to ask forgiveness and I will forgive him? And this is hadith reported in Bukhari and Muslim. And then Shaykh al-Islam said, wa adbar as-salawat, adbar as-salawat, at the end of the prayers. And this is based upon the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked as to the dua which is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time wise, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, jawful layl al-akhir, the latter part of the night, wa dubra salawat al-maktubat, and at the end of the prescribed prayers. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admonished Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him, Mu'adh bin Jabal, to say at the end of the prayer, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik, O Allah, help me to conduct your remembrances and to be grateful to you and to worship you properly. Now, what is the meaning of the end of the salah? Dubra kulli salah. Is this before the salam or after the taslim? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned in his book Zadul Ma'ad that this is possible, meaning it's possible to mean before the taslim or after it. And that he said rahimahullah, وَكَانَ شَيْخُنَا يَعْنِ ابْنَ تَيْمِيَّةَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ يُرَجِّحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ. And that his sheikh, he said, and that my sheikh or our sheikh bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to preponderate that the dua is before the salam. So I checked it out with him and he said to me, دُبُرَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ كَدُبْرِ الْحَيَوَانِ. What constitutes the end of something is like the rear of the animal. And this is from it, meaning from it. So in this case, it will be from the salah, therefore before the taslim. This is the preponderation of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah also preponderated that the dua is to take place before the taslim, and that whatever is reported from the dhikr, the remembrances, then it is after the salam, because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 103, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. And when you have finished as-salah, remember Allah standing, sitting down, and lying down on your sides. But when you are free or from danger, perform as-salah. Verily, as-salah is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours, and also at the time of adhan, because of the hadith of Sa'd. This is a time where the invocation is answered by Allah Azza wa Jal. And also at the time when there is engagement in the battlefield with the enemies. And also, as in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ reported by Anas bin Malik, that dua is not turned down between the adhan and the iqamah, fad'u, so invoke Allah. And this is reported by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi. And Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it. Also, at the time of rainfall. In the hadith of Sahal bin Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Thintani ma turaddan," two invocations that are not turned down. الدعاء عند النداء, the dua at the time of adhan, وتحت المطر, and under rainfall. And these times are not the only times, but there are other times as well, like the night of the pre-decree, Laylatul Qadr, and an hour during the night, and the hour during the day of Friday, and when drinking Zamzam water, and the during sujood, and the dua on the day of Arafah, and the dua of the Muslim after performing wudu, ablution, and during the month of Ramadan, and when Muslims are sitting in the circles of knowledge and remembrances of Allah Azza wa Jal, and when the heart is yearning to Allah, and when there is intensity of purification, intensity of sincerity, when it is felt, then this is a time where it is anticipated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the call of the invocator, or on the invoker. And when the heart is softened, and with the dua, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, there is no true God worthy of worship except you, Subhanak, I declare you free of all imperfection, verily I am from the wrongdoers. And also the dua at the time of calamity, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we turn to Allah, and to Him we shall return. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reward me in this calamity. وَخْلُفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا, and give me instead something better. Also the dua of the Muslim for his brother in the unseen, and the dua of people for the deceased, and the dua of the one in need, and the one oppressed, and the traveler, and the dua of the parents for or against their children, and the dua of the righteous son or daughter to his or her parents, and the dua by Mount Safa and Mount Marwa, and by at Muzdalifa as well, and after stoning the Jamarat, and the dua of the person performing Hajj and Umrah, and the dua when visiting the sick Muslim. As to the delay in answering the invocation, it is from the testing to the believers, that the believer invokes Allah and is not answered, then he invokes again and again, and he doesn't see any effect, meaning of response. Anyone who encounters this matter, let him remember that there are wisdoms behind this. And from the wisdoms and secrets of this is that, number one, that the delay in response is from the testing, which requires patience. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya in chapter 21 verse 35, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
And we shall make you or make a trial of you with evil and with good, and to us you will be returned. The swift response, the swift response for one's dua is from testing that requires giving thanks, and its delay is from the testing that requires patience. Second, it may be that the manifestation of what is requested, it may be that it will increase the evil in case the invoker or is answered, then this could be a reason or a cause in increasing the evil or loss of a higher rank. Or it could be that this will turn him to transgress. So the delay of answering or withholding the answering is better for him, while he himself does not know. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, when Allah gives his slave, the believing slave, then this is his favor. And even if it is withheld, so it can be a favor, even though it may seem as a trial to him. And it may be that his testing is for his relief and well-being, but it is because of the ignorance of the slave. He does not consider the giving and the ni'mah and the favor and the well-being except that which he sees coming promptly and fitting to his mood or desire. Thirdly, the choice of Allah for the slave is better than the choice of the slave for himself. To Allah belongs the perfect wisdom. He does not give except due to a wisdom, and does not withhold except due to a wisdom, and He knows best what constitutes the benefits of the slave, and He is most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala, than them to themselves. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, man'uhu ata, his withholding is giving, because he does not withhold due to misery, but he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sees to what benefits the slave. So his withholding is a choice and for a wisdom. Fourth, Allah Azza wa Jal when he loves someone, he tests him. And from the testing is delaying the response and the answering of the call. So if they are content, then alhamdulillah, they are in a state of goodness. And if they are discontent or resentful, then they will receive the wrath. They will deserve it. Fifthly, the delay of the answering of the call is a cause for the slave to check himself. The delay or withholding the response could be to a defect in the invoker. There could be in his food, there is a shubha, there is a doubt, or there is negligence in his heart at the time of invocation, or he may be indulged in sins that prevent, that are caused to prevent or to withhold the answering. So the delaying of the answering may lead the invoker to check himself up, as with his stance with Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore this may lead to a tawbah, a repentance, and turning to Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. So if the answering would have come promptly, then he may have continued to be negligent of his defects, and then would think that he is, mashallah, on good and guidance, and he will be destroyed by his pride and will miss all good. Sixthly, in fact, the da'wah, the invocation, could be answered or is answered without knowing, without the invoker knowing that it is answered, because the invoker, when he calls upon Allah Azza wa Jal, then he doesn't escape one of three situations which we mentioned earlier. So it is possible that one of these situations is that his da'wah, his invocation, is saved for him to the hereafter, or that evil is warded off from him in like of that which he invoked. So why shouldn't he then have a good opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal and say, it may be that Allah responded to me while me not knowing? Seventh, the dua could be weak, and therefore it may not stand to resist the befalling calamity and the trial. Eighthly, in dua there is enjoyment in the fact that the person is conversing with Allah, asking Him, turning to Him. There is enjoyment in that, and this brings humbleness, humility, waiting for the relief and thus reward, striving against shaitan and his temptations. How? By having good opinion in Allah Azza wa Jal and continue to do the dua. These are some of the matters related to the delay in response and the wisdoms and benefits of this which man may overlook due to hastening in the dua and unawareness of the benefits that may be incurred due to the delay in response. And therefore in this there is a lesson for all of us. The great lesson is having good opinion in Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who invoke Him with sincerity and with having the good opinion of Allah's decree for us. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.